Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome back to Chip Chat Live from San Francisco. We're at the Intel Developer Forum, and I'm joined by Greg Mattson and Mike Farron-Jones from Intel.
Hey, Allison.
Hello.
Two guys behind the exciting technologies that we've been announcing in the storage space. Why don't you guys just introduce yourselves and say what you do at Intel, and then we'll get started talking about 3D XPoint and Optane.
Sure. Well, this is Mike Farron-Jones. I'm in the Intel Data Center Group, work in the marketing team, and we've been focused on the new amazing Intel DIMM products that we're going to be bringing to market focused on 3D XPoint technology.
And I'm Greg Mattson. I run marketing and strategic planning for our SSD group. We will be delivering SSDs based on our 3D XPoint technology.
So Greg, why don't we start with you? Let's go back in time for a month. We made a pretty exciting announcement about 3D XPoint technology, but we haven't talked about it on Chip Chat in detail. So why don't we just kick off with what is 3D XPoint and why is this such an exciting innovation for Intel and the industry?
3D XPoint is the first new type of non-volatile memory or even memory to be introduced in the last two decades. Mm-hmm. I think the last one was about 25 years ago. 3D XPoint combines the best attributes of NAND flash memory, which is capacity and cost, together with DRAM, which is traditional memory, which is speed. It offers 10x capacity increase over DRAM, but a huge performance benefit over NAND, and it really creates a new layer in the storage and memory hierarchy.
When you look at that announcement, Mike, we fast forward a month and we're at IDF. Our CEO, BK, went on the stage today and talked about 3D XPoint, but added some new elements to the story. Can you tell us about that?
This is what's really exciting about this IDF. We're not only just talking about the technology, a breakthrough that we've been working on for the last 10 years, but BK and Rob Crook today talked about how we're going to be bringing these to market in products, both as solid-state drives, which are coming out of Greg's division, and also in a DIMM form factor that's going to drop into a standard DDR4 DIMM slot on our future data center platforms. And this opens up whole new possibilities in terms of what kind of applications and workloads you can accelerate or take to whole new levels of big memory applications.
When you take a look at the use cases for data center, which ones come to mind?
Anytime that you need really big data, really close to the processor. Big memory access at processor speeds is where we're going to play. Think about it in terms of big in-memory databases, financial services, fraud detection, life sciences, genetic and climate analysis. All of those applications where we're putting large amounts of memory in the platform and running it at really high speeds.
Rob announced the SSDs and DIMM plans for us under the Optane brand. He also did something that was a little unexpected. He actually demoed the first SSD product based on this technology. Tell me about that, Greg.
We were super excited to have the demo and be able to demonstrate publicly what we've been telling and talking to customers about under NDA for quite some time. What he showed was a comparison between the Optane SSD and the Intel P3700, which is our fastest SSD based on NAND flash memory. He just ran a basic iometer through different workloads, like we do every day on other SSDs. But what it demonstrated was that under these workloads, we get at least a 5 to 7x performance benefit across the full performance suite, across different queue depths and reads and writes. This 5 to 7x is still on our prototype SSD, right? This is not yet a production-tuned SSD, where we actually think we'll see up to 10x performance gains in terms of IOPS, write speeds, and latency.
Rob also talked a little bit about when that's coming to market. Can you tell me more about the product plans and delivery of those solutions?
We will be introducing SSDs for servers, enthusiast clients, and later in the year, laptops in 2016. Products across market segments will be available over the course of the next year.
Now, Intel has a great presence in the SSD market today. We've integrated NVMe Express technology into those SSDs. Now comes Optane. How do all of those things work together in terms of full technology solution? And how do you see this improving an SSD performance within the market segments that you talked about?
It was no mistake that Intel developed the NVMe Express interface for SSDs. We knew what was coming. right? And to get the most out of not just NAND, but 3D XPoint in a traditional storage application, we had to develop this low latency interface. So we've been driving over the past couple of years to transform the storage interface from SATA and SAS, which are the legacy type interfaces used that have a fair amount of overhead in terms of latency especially, to this new low latency NVMe Express interface. So we started with NAND when we launched our product about a year and a half ago, and we're making great progress. It's been designed in across every single OEM I can think of, and that'll create homes for our Optane-based SSDs, because these products will be drop-in compatible into those sockets.
That's very nice.
And so we'll have now a new performance tier, ultra-low latency, high-performance Optane-based SSDs, as well as more cost-optimized 3D NAND-based SSDs, which will be used for much higher capacity but lower performance implementations.
3D XPoint and Intel Optane technology, it's like a super fast sports car. And putting media like that on a SAS or SATA bus is like attaching a giant 5-ton boat anchor to your Ferrari. It's just the wrong bus for the job. In order to really unleash the capability of this media technology, you have to have high-performance, low-latency bus to really let it scream.
Today is the first day we're talking about Optane in the marketplace, but you mentioned in your comments that we've been talking to customers about this under NDA for some time. What has been the response to these SSDs and what's the excitement for them?
First is a lot of excitement across the customer base. We have some of the largest data center customers in the world just ready and waiting to deploy our next-gen SSDs. There's also a mix of let's see some hardware, right? And so we are balancing those two ends of the spectrum. And we can't wait to deliver our hardware to our customers because we know that they're going to go do great things with them. And they're excited to do it.
DIMMs announced as a follow-on as well. Tell me a little bit more about how those will exist within an existing server platform and how we're readying the market to take advantage of that new capability.
Right. What's really is going to set Intel DIMMs apart from what we've got in the market today are a couple of characteristics. First and foremost is their capacity. They're much higher capacity than any conventional memory technology on the market today. The next generation data center platform where these are going to be available, you'll be able to put up to 4 times the memory of what you're able to put into a data center platform today. Huge memory capacity. The other thing, because the 3D XPoint technology is so dense, that makes it really affordable compared to DRAM technology. So we're going to have 4 times the capacity at a much more affordable price than what you'd be able to do with DRAM. And unlike NAND, it's really fast. So now we've got storage-like economics with memory-like speeds, which is going to fundamentally change the way that we even think about the storage and memory hierarchy in the platform. We're used to thinking, I got a little bit of fast memory. I got maybe a warm tier underneath it and a big cold storage tier underneath it, where each one of those steps is orders of magnitude slower. Now we've got huge memory right next to the processor that's operating at memory-like speeds. It's really going to change the way that developers think about what they can do with a platform.
That really challenges the fundamental architectural viewpoint of how computing storage has worked.
For 15 years, people have been talking about memory storage convergence. It has always been one of those things that was off in the future. This is it. Now is the time where the capacity of storage and the speed of memory are coming together into a single technology.
Today was the first day we talked about this publicly, but we've also been talking about our DIMM technology with customers. Can you give me a sense of their early interest in this and where you think this is going to be moving first?
They're really excited about it. Across the board, our OEM customers and our cloud service provider customers are seeing this, and every time that they have a big memory application, this solution is going to be just fantastic for them. What's even more interesting is the reaction of the software providers, of the big enterprise and cloud ISVs, where they feel like they've been held back. Their ability to do some of the things that they wanted to do with in-memory database or high-performance computing have been restricted by the prohibitive cost and relatively low capacity of conventional memory. These new Intel DIMMs open up a whole new level of possibilities for those software developers.
BK mentioned that this is 10 years of work from the labs to product delivery. You guys must be very excited to see the news on the main stage today. I wish you both well as you head forward with the industry on delivering these solutions to the market.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.